Introduction. ADP 328 clarifies similarities and differences between defense support of civil authorities, DISCA, and other elements of decisive action. DISCA and stability operations are similar in many ways. Both revolve around helping partners on the ground within areas of operations. Both require Army forces to provide essential services and work together with civil authorities. However, homeland operational environments differ from those overseas in terms of law, military chain of command, use of force, and inter-organizational coordination among unified action partners. This ADP helps Army leaders understand how operations in the homeland differ from operations by forces deployed forward in other theaters. It illustrates how domestic operational areas are theaters of operations with special requirements. Moreover, this ADP recognizes that DISCA is a joint mission that supports the National Homeland Security Enterprise. The Department of Defense conducts DISCA under civilian control, based on U.S. law and national policy, and in cooperation with numerous civilian partners. National policy, in this context, often uses the word joint to include all cooperating partners, as in a joint field office led by civil authorities. The utilization of military forces during periods of domestic emergency is not undertaken lightly. The military, however, brings with it unique abilities in terms of both capability and capacity, which provide respondents with the resources needed to respond to an incident. The use of military forces in the responses to Hurricanes Andrew in 1992 and Katrina in 2005 illustrate some of the different responses the U.S. military can provide. They also led the government to realize that additional coordination was required before an incident to ensure a successful response. An in-depth look at the tenets of DISCA, authorities, and the National Preparedness System framework are discussed in Chapter 1. The support the Army provides to civil authorities falls into four main tasks: provide support for domestic disasters, provide support for domestic chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear incidents, provide support for domestic civilian law enforcement agencies, and provide other designated support. Due to legal limitations, such as the Posse Comitatus Act, the purpose for which the military can respond to these incidents is constrained, allowing a military response only to save lives, restore essential services, maintain or restore law and order, protect infrastructure and property, support maintenance or restoration of local government, or shape the environment for intergovernmental success. Both state and federal laws detail how support is requested, provided, and limited in both scope and duration. Further information on the employment of military forces and legal restrictions on doing so are provided in Chapter 2. A successful response to any disaster, natural or man-made, requires a whole-of-government approach. Such endeavors are inherently complicated due to the large number of organizations from local, state, and federal governments and non-governmental humanitarian organizations. Chapter 3 outlines key organizations which routinely respond to such incidents and outlines key considerations for command and control of the military portion of that response. Bringing a unity of effort to a collection of independent organizations is vital to reducing the natural cacophony that occurs when a multitude strive independently and achieves better results. The final chapter describes in further detail several tasks the Army may be called upon to support, ranging from chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear, seaburn incidents, to natural disasters and health pandemics. These tasks are addressed from a warfighting function perspective and highlight the application of material from earlier chapters, such as the rules for the use of force and the differences in tasks performed by soldiers operating under federal authority and the National Guard's civil support across the DISCA range of response capabilities.